tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom with these light-breaking developments in Operation Merry Christmas. Joining me now is Elf Vernon from the Tracking Center. And Vern, what's your take on Santa's chances for an on-time delivery this year?
Oh, it's a no-brainer there, Frank. Santa's got this in the bag. By this time tomorrow, it could all be over.
Are you suggesting that Santa could break records this year?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it, Frank. I've flown that sleigh. It's the fastest thing I've ever flown in the skies. You get an expert pilot like Santa behind it, and I tell you, he will melt the clouds with it.
But the troubles at the North Pole this year, the disappearing elves, the late production, won't these things hold up, Santa?
I doubt it very much, Frank. Santa's thought all this out. He launched that giant airship, and from that he can work above the weather and improve his location. I think it means Santa visits most of the world earlier, especially Europe and North and South America.
Bold predictions from the tracking department right here at the North Pole, for the North Pole, and SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio. I'm Al Frank Murr reporting.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.